Mr. Hen?
I deeply regret, my dear child, that the Pretenderette has the land's one and only hippogriff. Well, as far as I know, anyway. And also, she's headed out to sea and we have no boats.
I don't understand this.
You don't understand what, Princess?
We're in a colony of people who call themselves islanders, only there's no island and no boats.
Well, be fair. It's an island.
Yes, yes, I know. Far out at sea and only two people are meant to go there. Why? Which two?
The astrologers have been unable to work that out.
Has anyone ever told you your astrologers are a bit vacant?
Yeah, frequently. However, this much is clear. If anyone sets foot on the island and they are not of the two, so to speak, well, it's instant death, I'm afraid. That is why there are no boats here. If one of the islanders should be tempted to make the journey, well...
So we can't go after Philip?
Not tonight, alas. There's nothing we can do except get a good night's rest. Tomorrow we will return to the city and formulate a plan.
There, prig! What do you think of your new home?
You're never going to put me down there?
Oh, don't you like it? I passed over this island on my way to finding you and I thought, ah! Just the place for young Master Philip. I'm not going to make this flying horse go too close now. Some of that lava looks quite hot. Just close enough to stop you breaking any bones.
Ah!
Goodbye, Master Philip. Your city's mine now.
Ah! Oh, ow! Wait a minute. Where's all the smoke gone? And there's trees, and birds. And there's a lovely lagoon to swim in. And...
Hello, my boy of boys.
Helen! Oh, Helen!
Oh, I was wondering when you'd finally get here. I've been on the other side of dreams for ages. You remember our island, don't you?
Oh, Helen, I can't believe it!
And we will leave young Philip and his sister for the time being. They have much to discuss, and I think for the moment they deserve some time to themselves, don't you? Besides, there are others we have to catch up with.